Hello again there, folks. Well, I thought I'd leave behind some of the misery of the real world and indulge myself in a classic episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation. I was never really much of a Trekkie. I've never really liked Star Trek very much. For some reason, the idea of a sort of intergalactic or galactic European Union spreading liberalism across the galaxy just never really set my heart aflame for some reason. But what I will say is that Star Trek, especially the Next Generation, did actually play around with its own philosophy and its own moral code, and and I didn't like it either because whenever they get themselves into a tight spot, they always come out with a load of technical gibberish to sort of put send power from the shield array emitter into the warp drive and blah blah blah, and then all of a sudden they get themselves out of trouble, and that always irritated as well. But and of course, it is famously, as far as liberal enlightenment values goes, Star Trek is definitely on the left side of that. They've completely done away with money, and they're spreading egalitarianism across the world. Star Trek, of course, has always been heavy on the diversity quota, as Uhura was one of the first way back in the 60s. So they've always had a very left-wing slant, though they do jumble up their philosophy when the plot needs them to. But by and large, it is about spreading, it is very heavily based on science, rationalism, reason, classic liberalism, and the egalitarianism as well. And the idea, they've got the Federation, and now they're exploring the galaxy and basically bringing the Enlightenment to the galaxy. And in the episode, my favourite episode, and that's not saying much because I'm not much of a fan. My favorite episode was called Q Who. Now Q is a higher entity, and he's almost like a god kind of entity. He can go anywhere, he can do anything. He's kind of all powerful, and he arrives on the Enterprise, and he wants to become part of the crew. And Picard's not very happy about that at all because Q, he's a godlike creature, but he's more like Loki in that he's mischievous and he causes trouble. And he sort of tests the philosophy, which is, again, it is, I will give Star Trek that. They do test out the boundaries of their own philosophy, and that's kind of what happens in this episode. So Picard knocks him back and says, "Well, no, we don't want you because you're too much trouble." And Q then points out to Picard that you're not prepared for what's out there. When you've got these values, you've got this way of understanding the world, and you think it's ready for anything, and it isn't. And you're moving into parts of the galaxy where you're going to meet some serious trouble. And he points out that the Romulans and the Klingons, who they've encountered so far, they are nothing compared to what's out there. And Picard, very arrogantly, in a typical sort of liberal way, classic liberal way, says that, with determination, they are resolute, they are determined, with rationalism and reason, and tolerance, they are prepared to meet what's out there. So Q then clicks his fingers in frustration, and the Enterprise disappears. Right over to the Alpha Quadrant, which is as yet unexplored, and they come very quickly. They meet the Borg, and so this is now going to test their sort of ideals to the limit, because it was so their worldview was based on the idea that people will do things in their own interest. So you can there'll be a trade negotiation which is possible, or you could sort of have a debate over where the borders should lie. That everybody will use rationalism to meet you halfway, and it'll be in each other's mutual benefit. And of course, they've never come across the Borg before. Now, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. So the Borg immediately, they don't even try to have any kind of negotiation. What they do immediately is tell them to drop their shields and prepare to be assimilated, and then they begin beaming Borg drones aboard. And it ends up where Picard, despite his earlier arrogance, has to go back to Q and beg Q to get them the hell out of there. And it takes a while. He lets them sweat it for a bit because it ends up where they've got the Enterprise at like warp 9.9 screaming in panic, going across space with the Borg cube coming after them. And so here we see that those values that they thought were sort of universal, that they thought would see them through everything, they went up against the Borg, and it didn't work whatsoever. There was no reasoning with the Borg. There's no rational halfway measures that you can do. You've just got to either run or destroy them, because they won't stop. And as Q tells them, they are relentless, and they will just keep coming. They don't know how to stop. So that raises the question of what the Borg actually are. And so the Borg are this, obviously they're a hive mind, and they arrive in a cube. They are this collective entity. And Q points out that they are the ultimate consumer. So the Borg aren't interested in any kind of greatness or glory or anything. What they are the ultimate consumer in the universe. That's all they do. They don't have pride or self-respect, and they don't have any sense of individuality whatsoever. This, again, not so much in this particular storyline, but in another one, the Enterprise find one single Borg. And then they find out he turns into an individual, and they bring him on the Enterprise, and he becomes his own person. And so then the question is raised whether if they can put a virus into this Borg and send him back to the Borg collective, he will then infect the entire collective and destroy the Borg, or at least that a single cube. But because he's become an individual, they can't do it, because the individual is absolutely sacred according to these liberal values. So they don't. They let him go back and hope that his individuality spreads among the Borg, and the Borg all become, I don't know, like libertarians or something. It doesn't work. And then in a couple of episodes later, the Borg actually do come crashing through fully into Federation space and kill about 2 billion people. And so you can see where those, again, that when you apply that to the real world, because people will often say, oh, the lefties are the Borg, or Muslims are the Borg, and it's an example of where these liberal values, I think, begin to break down. Then, and this is the point that Q is trying to explain to Picard, in this very interesting episode, is that there are limits to what you can do with your Enlightenment values systems. There are things that you're going to go up against where they just break apart and do not work anymore, and the Borg is the perfect representation of that. Well, then you get into the sort of the larger arc of the Federation, and what the Federation is, and what the people on Star Trek actually are. So, as I said before, they are very very left wing. It is very left wing, but they no longer have any religion as such. They don't even have money, so it is like a kind of space socialism. They've done away with money, and all they have left to do is science and reason and rationalism, these liberal values, and then they think that's going to be enough going forward to expand endlessly into the universe. Well, of course, this all raises a question, because you begin to look at the sort of the makeup of the Federation, and for a start, the people don't actually look like individuals. They're all wearing the same uniforms. They're spending their lives on these spaceships, and they live within this gigantic empire, with which has nothing going for it except science and liberal values. And so that sort of claim on these on somebody like Picard be actually being an individual is actually quite hard to imagine, really, because I can imagine the individual sitting in a log cabin and sort of fending for himself. In actual fact, the Enterprise and the Federation is a technocratic, materialistic empire. And then on top of that, you can see that they've actually, with Data and Geordi, you can see that they're actually bringing in sort of they're playing around with artificial intelligence and sort of connecting themselves to the technology itself. So Data is like actually an android, and there's multiple storylines about whether he is his own individual in his own right or if he isn't. And so the general, this is what fascinates me, the general arc that the Federation is on is one which will lead them to become the Borg. It's just that when they come face when these sort of the liberal Enterprise and Federation, what they come face to face with in the Borg is themselves a few hundred years in the future. And it's actually quite interesting that the Borg's true origins were never actually established. So what you see in the real world is what you could think of as globalism as doing the exact same thing. How is globalism and liberalism in the world today not actually like the Borg? Because there isn't any real moral values to it. It is just about raw consumption. That's the bottom line of it. That's its reason for being, is to consume. And so far from it being, social justice warriors or feminists or Muslims, the real Borg entity as it exists in the Federation and on the in Earth today is liberalism and capitalism. Although they've done away with the capitalism and the money in Star Trek, this it's science and all about knowledge and then always endlessly understanding the material, and it leads them on onto the exact same path as where the Borg are just later on in the process. And yet at the same time they would see themselves as being something the sort of the polar opposite of the Borg, but they're not on a deep level. And it gets to in the sort of the end stages of the Spengarian cycle of Faustian man, where he becomes sort of entombed in his own technological creation. He begins in the Middle Ages tinkering around with a clock and clockwork mechanics, and then it goes on through the steam engine, through the Industrial Revolution, into the age of cyberspace. We probably aren't going to go into space anytime soon, but that's a separate thing. In theory, at least, we are becoming ensnared and entombed in the technocratic system. And the technocratic system is represented in Star Trek and the Federation. That's what it is. When they're looking at the Borg, they're just looking at themselves in the future. But it's very interesting that they will at least sort of play around with this idea, so I will give them their due on that. But it is an interesting subject all in all. So thanks for listening, folks. I'll see you later.